Blog Talk Radio.
Comes to me because say what you want to about the boy, he holds it down. Acting, singing, comedian, he is an original triple threat. Let's give him credit where credit is just due, because there are a lot of people who are not successful at one of those things, and he has solidified himself in all three in the entertainment industry. But before we go ahead and get hype and get all whatever, let me introduce y'all to the spot where I told y'all I like to be. That's why I picked the song. Tonight is Wednesday, but I want y'all to know that y'all are officially in the T-spot. If you are an original listener to the Big Bap and Friends show, welcome to the T-spot. Get comfortable, get relaxed, get close to your girl. Take your clothes off, do what you need to do. Pour a nice drink. Now, let me reiterate that before I bring my co-host in and we get started and we have a good day. Let me say this one more time. Americans, 60% plus all Americans are not happy with their sex life. 60% of married couples are unhappy with their sex life. So let me say this. If you haven't had sex in 7 days, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, half a year, a whole year, and you married and you got that person sitting next to you, what I want y'all to do right now is I want y'all to hear the introduction. I'm going to slow it down. I'm going to make it real understandable for you. If you and your boo sitting right there together, go ahead, get you a drink. Get naked. Get comfortable. Go on ahead and sit on his lap a little bit. Rub on it. Y'all make each other feel a little good because there's no reason that y'all should be whole-ass adults and be married and be afraid to do something with each other. But I would further ado, because y'all know we got to give it to them the right way. Let me go ahead and get my girl Helen in the building. What it do, Helen? What's going on in the building?
You already know. You already know I was coming through.
Listen, we got so much to talk about. Okay, so here's the thing. I know you have people listening tonight because you have something that you want to tell the people, but we are not telling them that information until 9:45. When we come out of the 9:45 commercial break. Oh, yeah. You got to give them a reason to listen.
You're right.
So if you hear and you support Helen and you want to hear what Helen got to say, take the link, share it on your page. If you listening, go share the link on your page. If you got the call-in number, call in, get yourself ready. Because Helen does have breaking news, announcements are coming up later on in this segment because we have stuff that we got to talk about. But before we get super excited with Helen, well, what we got to talk about at 9:45, other than that, baby, how was your week?
My week has been a trying week, but baby, it redeemed itself today. But we're going to save that for later. It's been redeemed.
Hey, baby.
Hey, turn me up now. Look, I swear to God, before y'all called, I was on my deathbed about to fall asleep. And before we got on that call, and look here, baby. Look here.
Baby, listen. Let me tell people what I told them. I said, listen. I said at the beginning of the year, I said, and people laugh at me when I make the statements that I say, and I'm very declarative about the things that I say. I don't make light of what I tell people. But Helen, didn't I tell you? I said 2020 is going to look ugly. I said, but it's going to be a beautiful year, and it's going to end on a very high note, and it's going to catapult us into 2021, and we're going to be ready. And I think Team Big Bap, Team Luxurious, Team Strategic Partners, I think we're just about ready to go.
Hold on.
We can't get too hyped because you know we gotta get Jadakiss in the house now. We can't go too far without bringing in Jadakiss.
That's bad.
In the building, what it do, Playboy? Come on through, man. We gotta give you some love too. What it do, D in the building?
What's up, Dwayne?
Hello, how y'all doing? But yet again, don't call me Jadakiss, please don't. You know what I mean? And yet again, and then you playing that music, and then you go and tell these people, all our listeners, to start fucking, and then they're going to turn us off.
To the sound of our voices.
I'm just saying.
We are in a charitable mood. So, you know, we got so much that we got to do because we got to love on the people. That is what the Big Bap and Friends show is here to give.
Hey, man, listen. You could have told them to love on each other after the show. You did?
Listen. D, you know, before we get started and get deep into this, I want to personally say for people who don't look at everything that goes on in the world, but I'm happy because I can honestly say going into this new cabinet of all of Joe Biden's picks, like I tell people, I'm not getting political. This is not about politics. But I am happy to know that the Secretary of Defense is somebody who has experience. And I can say this. I personally met this man. I personally worked for this man. And what I can, when I tell you, he is one of the people when I was in Iraq, when I was in the Middle East, when I was working as a government contractor, this man gave me so many pearls of wisdom and so many great books to read. It is just, it's good to see somebody that I personally know make it to one of the highest levels that you can make it to in any situation. So I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, that's my homie and we play cards every night, but I personally worked with him and I personally got to see the efforts and things that he went in. What people don't know was he was the number two in command in Minnesota when we did the old training and everything to help get the Iraqi troops and National Guards of their whatever, all their different types of polices and things of that nature. He was one of the people who was thoroughly invested in the transition team from taking American troops out of Iraq and making sure that we equipped Iraqi troops. But he did it very strategic. He was very open. One thing I liked about him, he was very open. And so for me, I don't want to brag about, oh, when you just touting because you know somebody, but I'm happy because not only is it a black man, but it's a black man that will be respected in the defense industry. So for me, I want to say big ups to that selection. I don't care about who else gets selected, but for the persons that I know, I'm going to give love. So.
Sound good.
Nate, what's going
yes,
on, man? Because me and Helen super hype, man. Me and Helen got a lot to talk about later.
I see. Everybody
no,
all
listen,
joyful
Dwayne,
and glee.
You gonna have to,
like y'all just
like,
opened up
me.
Your first Christmas present and shit like that.
I did, baby. I did open up. I opened up two Christmas presents.
Let me tell you. For those of y'all who don't know, Helen is an official co-host of the show. But my dog just been, she been on her shit, Dwayne. She like you. She has played her Scottie Pippen role, but now she getting ready to lead the Bulls to the championship after Jordan retired.
Well, you see they ain't win shit yet. Hopefully she
watch
got a jump.
Hold on, Dwayne. What you not about to do is do that because I thought we was better than this. So you not about to sit here and come to me like this.
He set me up. He should have muted me when he said that
now
shit.
Now you
should have muted
me. No. You could have let that shit ride just because it was me. Damn it.
You know what? I am sorry, Helen. I am
no,
sorry.
You're not.
I
no,
apologize.
You're not. No, you're not.
I
see,
apologize.
If you would talk to us more, you would be just excited as we are right about now.
Oh, listen, just because you don't hear it in my voice, I'm very excited.
No, yes. You know what? No, because, see, Dwayne, we not eye to eye no more. I thought we was better than that. Nah, nigga, we used to get muted together. So, I mean, now, you know, if he mute you, he mute you. I ain't speaking
to
him.
Oh,
no
man,
more.
You see this shit?
God, I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Listen. Let me help both of y'all real quick. Okay.
If you mute me.
Helen. I'm not even in control of the show. This is how I know both of y'all are petty. Like, because first of all, as soon as I start talking, everybody want to get to the petty phase talking about mute, and I ain't even in control of the show. The
I
production
didn't
manager
that.
Has
did
to
I say
show.
That? Was,
no,
I
but Dwayne, it'll come, Dwayne, it'll come late. That's okay. It's coming. Listen, Dwayne, let me explain to you how you are. You are like a penis going in the vagina. Eventually, you're going to shoot something.
Oh, my God. I'm like
wow.
I'm a virgin.
Come on now.
Lord,
now
Jesus.
I'm a straight dick. I'm just a dick. That's a premature
dick.
I'm a premature
straight
dick. Hey.
Oh,
up.
You fuck queen.
Hey. I can't
play
with
you. He called me. That's what he just called me.
Hey. Oh, poor little tingly. You a 1 minute, all that poor baby.
I mean, God damn.
Listen, y'all, we got to take a quick commercial break. Helen, Helen, okay, Helen, this song is for you. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we're gonna be back.
The club is full of ballers and their pockets full of grown. And now you fellas leave your girl with a friend, cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping.
Big Bath and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com. And on a better note, today we're going to celebrate American's history. And in America's history, we recognize James and Peter Hemmings as the first black celebrity chefs in America. The 24-year-old Peter Hemming taught his younger brother, Peter Hemming was taught by his older brother, James Hemming, how to be a chef in the French style of cuisine. In doing so, in order to understand the background about who the Hemming brothers is, the Hemming brothers are the children of a former president. And so the reason why I wanted to specifically talk about these two guys, and I'm going to bring Helen and Dwayne in here because I want to get into this one a little bit before we move on into what we do with the rest of it, because I don't want to just read this and I don't want to go over it, but I need people to understand that both of these young men were actually descendants of slaves. They were Thomas Jefferson's, for a lack of better words, mistress, concubine, girlfriend, wife, whatever you want her to be. But she was, Miss Hemming was literally a lady who was basically enslaved by Thomas Jefferson's family later on.
He got several kids by his slaves, right? You know that, right?
Right, I know this. But what people didn't realize was his one of his oldest sons, he allowed him to go to culinary school in France. And when he came back home, his son, being the older Hemming, came back and taught the younger brother, and they went on to be renowned as two of the best American/African-American chefs in all of American history during that time frame. So they are the ones that are recognized as the two first black celebrity chefs. And the sad part is if you go look at both of these men, both of them look white. So you see the history of the women being passed down from plantation owner to plantation owner, father being, you know, being white generation after generation. And when you go see both of those men, you don't see any black in them, but yes, their mothers are descended of slaves. But the reason why I brought that up is because a lot of people are misunderstood about the American history and how it plays out. Everyone thinks that when you look at this history, now that everybody's getting credit for everything, they think it comes from a fairly beautiful place.
Listen, ain't shit about America beautiful, bro. I'm just saying. But, you know what I mean? It's all on how you make it. You know what I mean?
Right.
How you enjoy it.
And that's the one thing I want black people to look at going through, you know, what we're getting ready to experience under the next presidential cycle is don't get caught up in the money, the look, and the cars, and the whatever. Pay attention to what's going to be offered to the community. Like I was, you know, one of the things I look at when we look at history is history often repeats itself. And when we look at this pandemic that we're in now, we look 100 years ago, the American economy was getting ready to go into a recession. And what most people don't realize is when we came out of the early 1910s before we hit the recession, America was actually on the brink of going into a recession.
Thank you.
And so when you look at that, while we was coming out of the First World War, so we had the First World War, then we had this pandemic, and then we had the Second World War, and then between those, we also had a recession that actually hit America that completely wiped us out again. So when you look at the things may not be necessarily all happening in the same order, but 100 years ago, everything that's happening today 100 years ago happened in some sequence back then. The difference between now and then is I hope some of y'all have stopped being complacent of history and begin to look at history and try to understand it. You don't have to know it all, but you do need to understand some of the things that are going to come out. And two of the things that I tell people that I'm paying much close attention to is I'm paying attention to the vaccination programs, and I'm paying attention to the political ramifications that is going to come out of it.
Don't take that shit.
Oh, I'm not taking it. Oh, no. Listen to what I said.
You know what? I shouldn't say that. Should not say that. If you need to take it, take it. But
I would not be the first one
on the line with my arm out. I tell you that shit.
And that
figure out those side effects.
And that's where I'm at, because here's how I look at this. In America, you can get mad at me with my opinion, but this is my opinion. Big Bap, the host of this show. My opinion is this. America is not asking too much for y'all to go sit y'all asses down for about 2 to 3 weeks. And here's why.
Yeah.
Here's why. Because I hear all these people crying, oh, my God, they're going to be destroying our civil liberties and this, that, and the third, this, that, and the whatever, whatever. First of all, in the month of January, when you go to a place like fucking Iowa, in the month of January, bitch, you ain't going to be able to see the drive down that road anyway. It's the thing called snow blindness in the Midwest that the snow comes down so hard and so heavy. So if we already know that we have all these unforeseen risks and things that are going to happen without COVID, how about we just say, you know what, so that we can preserve as much life as possible, that we just try to say as cleanly and as nice as possible, that we sit our dumb asses down and just be patient, be quiet, and let things unfold.
Correct. Just wear a mask. Fuck it. It ain't that hard.
Bro, they don't even wear, bro, they don't even wear that motherfucker right.
Hey, listen, I don't care what you want to say, how you want to wear it, whatever. Just wear a mask. I don't care. It's a small thing. Like, come on, cut it out. It's a little thing just to do. It ain't like they tell you, wear a mask, wear some gloves, and a full hazmat suit. None of that shit. They just tell you, wear a mask. Fuck it. Half of y'all ugly anyway. Nobody want to see you.
I'm not playing
for you. Damn.
All right, dude.
I'm not about this.
Dude, we getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we getting ready to come back to Helen's favorite day. Y'all already know what it is. It's what day it is, y'all. We're going to take this quick commercial break. We'll be right back right after this. Helen, go ahead and put your booty in there.
I'm about to right now.
Huey. Huey.
Stop throwing papers!
Hey, this right here. This right here. Sound like that new bounce. By the way, H-U-E-Y. Boy, hit it, partner. Po-po, you a fool for this one.
Toot that thing up, mommy, make it roll. Once you pop, pop, lock it for me, girl, get low. If your mama gave it to your baby girl, let it show. Once you pop, pop, drop it for me, maybe we can roll. Oh! Tonight is gonna be some changes, no access to dig, so stop acting and get it clapping, cause I'm knowing you feel me. Yeah, you cute, but don't let this shit go to your head, cause what this cutie won't do, pimping another one will. You prefer rocking the skirt, and your heels so tall, and we ain't with none of that tricking, but I feel so tall. I've been beeping you for a while, and you throwing it back. If you looking for you a baller, we got dough in the back. Look, your color Carmelo Brown, and your skin so smooth. I'm having fantasies about what you and me can do. And you a undercover freak, you probably thinking the same. I'm seeing light up on your face, stretch your feet with my chain. And I ain't trying to put you out, sir, as if you were free. So don't even take it that way, just say you did it for me. And you will probably roll with me, cause there's money in my pocket. So before then, I gotta see you pop, lock, and drop it. Toot that thing up, mommy, make it roll. Once you pop, pop, lock it for me, girl, get low. If your mama gave it to your baby girl, let it show. Once you pop, pop, drop it for me, maybe we can roll. Oh!
Time to get excited because we have Helen's favorite day. So, production manager, go ahead and bring them two knuckleheads back in here so we can get to the fun part. You know what it is what day
I got one quick thing to say before you do what day it is. Look here, big homie. Don't do me, okay? Because, y'all, I just got a message talking about some don't hurt your Megan knees. Because somebody was somebody listening and they're going to send me a message. But it's okay. I'm going to fix that. Okay, we can carry on. What day it is?
Oh, okay. Look, the big bapper friend got sideshows to the sideshow to the sideshow.
I'm
so tune that thing up. D, you in the building?
My knees. Whoa.
D, you know Helen got bad knees, right?
Oh, don't do that.
That's good. Oh, well, you can't be on it too long, huh?
What y'all not about to do is this.
All right, I ain't gonna keep messing with Helen, because Helen been having a listen. Her week may have started off crazy, but her day is getting gooder. All right, so let's go ahead and knock some of these out. So today is National Christmas Card Day. Now listen, if you have a Christmas card person, go out there and get some Christmas cards made, send them out to all the people, because some of y'all new babies need to be seen by some of y'all family members due to COVID. So go get Christmas cards made. What?
You right.
Uh-uh.
You got it right.
Y'all ain't shit. Y'all ain't shit. I ain't even condoning that one. I ain't got nothing to say. I'm minding my business.
Listen. The hardest thing to do is when you see somebody who had kids. When you know that they ugly, you want to see the baby.
Man, look. I'm not about to condone. Be like one of them old women. Oh, got some nice shoes. That little outfit is so cute. That's how them old people do it.
Listen, old people, the worst when you got kids, man. They'll hurt your feelings. All right, so let's get into some of these other days. So you also got Weary Willie Day. I don't know what that is, but. When you look at the picture beside it, it's a dude looking like a scarecrow but got a clown nose and all yellow. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I'm not one of those people. I'm not a worry person, so I'm going to go ahead and let that one go ahead and move on. Dwayne, this one I know Dwayne can put some respect on right here. Today is National Pastry Day. Yeah. Go ahead and get you a couple of pieces of pastry. And then we got one other day today, and today is also National Llama Day.
You know, I know somebody who looked like a llama. I need to tag them.
Really? You just made them
like
clown
homie.
Me for
shout
calling
out to
people
you on your day, big homie.
You know what? I ain't going to do it. I'm going to be good. Sheesh.
Oh, I thought we was being petty. Look, y'all done got me turned up. I was trying to be in a nice, cool, gentle place, and Helen called me 5 minutes before the show and get me hyped like I'm hyped on candy.
Baby, look here. I'm trying to tell you that had me hyped, baby.
Because it's like candy. I can serve you. Listen.
Where the hell did y'all go?
What you mean, where we go?
No, I'm talking about y'all stopped singing the song. I thought we were still singing.
Helen, listen. Now, you, Helen, you know we can't sing. Now, if you want some singing, I can tell the production manager to call one of her songbirds and put them on the show, and we can have singing. But I'm not singing. I am not trying to break the radio waves. my voice is horrible.
I tried, y'all. I tried to get them to howl like the babies.
You know what? Let me say this because Helen, we're going into boot up season. So let me say this for the men out there, because a lot of people be thinking that I just be on the women's side. But let me say this during this winter. Now, y'all done been outside, y'all done did all the stuff y'all wanted to do, y'all done ran around, y'all done acted a donkey, y'all done been ratchet. This is what I'm gonna ask all the women to do from now until March. Y'all ready? Helen, you ready, Helen? You wanna hear it?
Ooh, yeah, I'm ready.
Sit down and shut the fuck up. and I'm not saying. Let me say this because I want to break it down, because I don't want people to be like, "Damn, fuck you." No. This is not a fuck you moment, ladies. And I need y'all to understand this, because I'm gonna say this because I need people to understand. And my homeboy put this on his page the other day, and I'm like, dude, that's gonna get you in trouble. But I'm completely supportive of his mission and his statement. This is what he said. He said, matter of fact, I ain't even going to mess it up. I'm going to go read it verbatim. You know, they say, don't mess up somebody's words. Go read it. Here's what he wrote. He said, the irony is men use money to attract women, but hate gold diggers. And women use their bodies to attract men, but hate. Somebody got a lot, bunch of noise in the background. I have to mute somebody. Sorry. Let me read this again because I want people to hear this. The irony is men use money to attract women, but hate gold diggers. And women use their body to attract men, but hate being viewed as a sex object. And I want y'all to understand, I'm not saying that I'm not happy for Hot Girl Summer because I like to look. I am a warrior. I like to see all the foolishness. I love to see the little outfits. I like to see the shirts with no undershirts on with pierced nipples. I'm for all of that shit. But here's what I need you to understand. Bitch, it's wintertime now. Go ahead and get Panomi in the ass if you want to. Sit down and shut up somewhere. It's okay. It's okay to sit down and shut the fuck up. This ain't hot girl season. This is barracope. This is raccoon coat winter. Like, cover up.
Raccoon
coat. Man, you need a whole bear rug.
It's okay. There comes a time in your listen, people, and I'm being serious. There comes a time in your life when you have to sit down. Because like the old folks say, you can either sit down or life can make you sit down.
Amen.
It's doing that already.
And it damn sure we
just gonna do it. I want people to have fun. And I think people miss when we're trying to give somebody words of encouragement from what we see going on around us, that, like, you just trying to control me. No. Listen, y'all, need y'all to understand. Like, right now, we are at 288,000 deaths in the United States. And we have not hit winter. We are just going into winter. Does not start in this country until the 21st of December.
Well, nigga, it was winter since like the 21st of November. So
it ain't been that cold, cuz it ain't been that cold.
Listen, bitch, it's cold in Florida. Like I tell people, when I wake up in anything below 75 in Florida, it's freezing.
Ain't
and
my
look
fault
here,
all
it,
four
it's
seasons
been, it's
in
been
one day.
20 degrees, bruh. I can't do it.
Listen, anytime I have to go break out long, listen, the fact that I got to wear clothes is a problem.
Oh, Lord.
That's your problem.
I got to wear clothes. That's a problem.
Totally keep
no,
the shirt
it's
on.
Cold. Bruh, fuck
oh,
you.
Oh, Lord. Here he goes.
Listen,
keep
you don't want to see all this fat. Listen, somebody want to rub on a fat boy. Listen, Biggie Smalls got kids. Big Pun got kids. I'm just saying, somebody like a fat boy. Rick Ross was fucking when he was fat. He was married. I'm just saying.
Okay.
And Rick Ross ain't even cute, and bitches still like that nigga. I mean, I'm sorry.
They like the money.
Oh, of course. Come on, bruh. If Flavor Flav can make a show and get women to act stupid, they like money.
Ain't
no self-respecting woman ever walked up and was like, you know what, bro? Like, man, if Shabba Ranks didn't have all that money, I love that. Like, man, come on, bro.
Let's put it like this, man. You really don't need the money. You just got to have the confidence to do it.
Bro, I'm sexy than a motherfucker.
Okay. Now, if you walk up to a chick and you ugly as shit, you can just say that. Just for the confidence of you saying it, you might be in. That's saying.
You know, I'm gonna give y'all some real tip lines, right? Because one of my favorite rappers of all time was Too Short, right? And this is I'm gonna tell people. People ask me, where do I get my confidence from? Too Short, when I was 14 years old, made a VHS. We're gonna go back and we're gonna date ourselves a little bit. He made a VHS, and Too Short said this. He said, "You 100% fail at 100% of the females that you don't take a shot at.
Exactly.
So, for y'all single ugly people, keep shooting your shot. Listen, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we are going to have Helen give us some announcements. So, if you are here for Helen tonight, go ahead and share the link. Go ahead and tell people to listen in. Helen is getting ready to make an announcement. This is big. This is colossal. So after this quick commercial break, we will be back with Helen dropping some good love on the show. So we'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen. This is a Jazzy Fizzle.
Because what we're getting ready to do now is something that I'm going to be doing starting every Tuesday morning, and it's going to be called the Business 101 segment, where we're going to mentor, encourage, and teach people how to grow business. But in order to do that, I thought it would be befitting that we start off that first segment with opening up with showing people how Business 101 is taken seriously. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Helen in so she can talk to you guys about what she's been able to accomplish on this journey. And I know a lot of people say, oh, you know, we talk big and we talk so brash about what everybody else, but the things that a lot of people around me are doing in the background, they're not necessarily ready to give you guys everything that they've done. But I want Helen to take you on the journey of how she started to where she is today, and then the information that she's ready to announce with her big announcement. So, Helen, the show is yours. Please tell people about you and your brand and what we're talking about tonight.
Okay. Well, as some of y'all may know, my brand is Fallen Angel Cosmetics. We offer products for men and women. I came up with it when I fell in love with makeup, started doing makeup, and I thought, you know, I'm going to start my own line. And so, you know, I started researching constantly. I was constantly up late nights, just constantly researching, checking out certain formulas because certain products I make myself. And through that, you know, I took my time to make sure to what I wanted, that's how I wanted it. I tested the products. I researched vendors for, like, my lashes. I made sure I ordered samples, sampled them to see how they fit, how they look, the feel of them. And from there, I registered for my business with my Secretary of State in March 4th to be exact. On that day is when things got real. I had to cut out my distractions so that I could focus on me and my business. So, therefore, I stopped playing my video games. I stopped staying up all times of night on those video games and wasting time doing unnecessary stuff. So, I focused more on my business. I got myself registered. I finally launched August the 1st. It was supposed to be July 25th. Since launching, it has been a roller coaster of emotions, tears, happy tears, sad tears, upset tears, any kind of tears you can think of, I've cried them. But the beauty of everything since starting that I've seen, the growth within myself that I've seen since starting has been nothing but amazing. So when we get to the point now of the announcement, so about before I launch, mind you, I already had all my social medias, my name, everything picked out for my brand since January 2019. Boom, a brand comes up with my same exact name. And I'm like, wait. So, boom, I get on the phone and I call my boy back. I'm like, look, bro, so what do I need to do this, da 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 da. So, boom, I go to the trademark website. I register for I did it all myself. I didn't know what I was doing. And I got an email on Monday stating that she needed some more information from me. So I emailed her back trying to get clarity. She called me today, y'all. She fixed what needed to be fixed. Your girl is officially trademarked. Can't nobody take my name no more. Can't nobody take my name. So now they're about to have to fix it. But I am so happy that.
Yes.
Like a lot of people do, they just start. They don't think about having their self covered because being with an LLC, my personal assets, that's protected. That's separate. Can't nobody touch that if they want to be petty and try to sue me over some bull. So I made sure I did the necessary steps to protect me, my brand, my business name, and my personal. So, yes, I am officially March. I will be in the USPTO Gazette shortly.
And
my day today.
Congratulations.
And people, one of the things I want y'all to hear what she said, and this is why and people laugh when I tell people, get you a mentor or get you somebody in business who understands the journey. Because here's the problem that I see a lot, and I'm so supportive of Helen. Helen, y'all don't understand.
Yeah.
This girl called me weird. Like, she'll call me at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'll be wanting to cuss and smooth the fuck out because I'm not a morning person. But I respect it because she didn't go out here and overpay people to do stuff that she could readily go out here and do herself. She asked questions, and she went out here, and she applied it, and she did it. And one of the things that I told her today, and I told her, I said, Helen, because Helen's actually speaking at Body Empowerment. A lot of people don't know Helen speaking at Body Empowerment, but I told Helen at the beginning of this year, I said, Helen, you're going to be a mentor. And she got all tongue-tied, and she got all over herself. She was like, I struggle with talking. I don't like talking to people. I'm not good at doing that, blah, 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 blah. Helen, now you talk to everybody.
You right. And that's why I always tell you, thank you for having me on this show, because this show has helped me spread my wings and get out of that box. Because, oh, Lord, it was just horrible. Now I go live. And I normally used to go live, but it was, you know, playing outside with my kids or them being silly or something. Never to talk about my brand or my business. But now I do that. I go live. I show my products. I talk about my business. So I've had, even though 2020 has been rough, I've had immense growth. I learned how to make my own business cards. I did my own website. I'm still teaching myself how to do more on the website side of things. That way I can do it myself. I ain't got to pay people $3,000 to teach my website.
So guys, I'm going to tell y'all something today. So my dog Helen, and what y'all don't realize is I told Helen a long time ago, I said, Helen, I made her a promise. I said, Helen, when you get ready to launch your business, I said, I'm going to give you 1 year of mentorship for absolutely free. You remember that conversation?
Yeah.
And I said, but the problem that people have is they start businesses, right? And you got people out here who say, ooh, come get under me. I'm a business mentor, this, that, and the third. And a lot of times they don't have what I like to call the prerequisite experience. And what I mean by this is this. If you're going to go get a business mentor, you need to have what I like to tell people, you need to have a business mentor, and then you need to have what's called contemporaries. And they're not the same. And we're just going to do a quick corner because this is something, because I want to present something to Helen today. Because she's already checked off a box that she doesn't even realize she's already checked off.
What?
So, in doing who she's supposed to be, because the very first time that me and Helen ever had a conversation about her product, the very first thing I told her, I said, Helen, I said, you're working too hard. I said, your father already has a store. I said, the first thing you need to do is sit down and have a conversation with your father. That's the first conversation we had, right?
Yes.
Because I tell people all the time, look at the resources around you. Don't look at what you can go and go take from people. Everybody's always looking at, in business, taking something. And business isn't about taking. Business is about being a resource. And I've shown Helen over the time of building her brand to be a resource. So today, me and Helen has two fundraisers that's going on. The first fundraiser we have going on is we have a bike fundraiser. And the bike fundraiser that we have is anybody who donates a dollar towards myself, anybody who donates a dollar towards Helen's bike in her local area, we're going to end up giving away a bike to a local kid within our community, and anybody can participate in that. The flyer will come out for that this upcoming Monday. So we have from Monday until Christmas Eve to raise as much money and to give away a bike. And the proceeds that we're going to do, that we're going to take with that, we're going to use that and we're going to donate towards mental health business, and we've already talked about all that. We got all that going on. But Helen, you did something today that you didn't have to do. And Helen was blessed today, and the first thing Helen did was reach out to me. So Helen, I want you to know, and the reason why I wanted you to talk about this is because going forward, starting in January for season 3, you are the 945 title sponsor for any segment that we do in 945. Fallen Angels Cosmetics is now a sponsor of BJ's Roundtable, and anything that we do in the 945 segment when we help other businesses will 100% be in your business's name when we do that going forward.
See, you try to make me cry on radio, but I ain't going to do it tonight.
So,
thank you.
So between now and January, I want you to get with the production manager. I want you to write out your first commercial, and your first commercial will be aired on this show 9:45 on January the 3rd. That'll be the first time that your commercial will be aired. Because it's not, and because I want you to realize, it's not about taking, I need people to learn this in business. It's not about taking anything from anybody. Enough things have been taken from a lot of people. It's about helping those around you. And Helen's heart has always been big. She's given so much to so many people, and she does not think about herself first. So because you don't think about yourself first, I want to think about you first. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. Let Helen get her face, her feelings, and her emotions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn, production manager, can I get my words out?
That's
I don't even get the mute
the
button. She's just like, get the fuck off the air. Get the fuck off the air. No, anyway, but I want you to get yourself together, but I want people to realize if you are in business, if you are in business, stop competing. Stop fighting. Start helping people. I mentored her not because I wanted money out of the situation. I mentored her because I believed that somebody else could be out here and be successful. Success is not because Donald Baptiste has to be successful. But I started this podcast in 2008. And when I started this podcast, I started it because I wanted to give people opportunities to be better. I wanted to give people opportunities to grow, and I wanted to give people educational opportunities. And even if you don't do nothing but bless one person a year, one person at a time, you've done your part. So, Helen, thank you for fighting for what belongs to you, and Big Bath and Friends and DJ's Roundtable is going to make sure that as of January 3rd, we give you as much recognition and kudos as we possibly can. So without further ado, the production manager can cut me off now. We're going to commercial break.
Yeah.
Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
Yeah.
Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the town to the floor. And I wanna... You make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna you make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta
I want to get you in the Georgia Dome on a 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick the tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Don't stop. Keep the door locked. Don't knock. While the boat rock, we go by the robots, so they got to wait till the show stops. Or how about on the beach with black sand? Outside and call me the Pac-Man. Tabletop and just give me the lap dance. The rock to the park to the point to the flatland. That man ain't ludicrous. Woo! In the public bathroom or in the back of the classroom. However you want it. Lover gon' see, I cast them and I pass them. Get a tight grip and I grasp them. I flash them and I'll laugh them. And if it ain't good, then I trash them. While you stash them, I let them free. And they tell me what's their fantasy. Like up on the roof. Tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me. I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know what's your fantasy.
With the candles lit, you give it up till they go out. Or we can do it on stage at the Ludacris concert, cause you know it got sold out. The red carpet, it just roll out. Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out. We can do it in the pouring rain, running the and it's hotter when it's cold out. How about up in the library on top of books, but you can't be too loud. You wanna make a brother beg for it, give me TLC, cause you know I'll be too proud. We can do it in the White House, try to make them turn the lights out. Champagne with my campaign, let me do the damn thing. What's my name? The sauna, jacuzzi, in the back row at the movie. You can scratch my back and rule me. You can push me and just pull me. On hay in the middle with a bomb. A rose petals on the silk seat. Eating fresh fruit. Sweep your woman right off of her feet.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna you make it.
so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy. Man, I'll get my fame. Horseback and I'll get my reign. Full teacher, let me get my reign. Lick you from your.
Man, we are back. We are back. Y'all, I don't even know if Helen got herself together. D, come on, man. Talk to me. Because, bruh, like, I'm. D, you know me. You know I be proud of people, man. Like, bruh, I am.
Hey, man. That's good to know, man. You know what I mean? Especially for a person to start up her own business and then to own her own name. Come on,
yeah.
bro.
Come
on, man.
Y'all don't understand. Like, this shit means so much to me because these past 2 years been hell. And I'm finally starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Oh, my God.
I don't even own my own name. You dig? You can say whatever you want about me. You know what I mean? So, hey. Nah, but it's the truth, though. You know what I'm saying?
They're
serious.
You know, and that's the D, and you know me, D, as long as you've been around me, the one thing that I've always tried to teach people is how to grow. Like, everybody's like, oh, wait, you ain't worth $66 million. And I'm like, I'm not worth those things because I've never chased the money. D, I tell you, D, me and you have had many opportunities to make a steal.
But listen, but to own your name, though.
Yes.
You did, that's a difference. You know what I mean? Because so much things happen with your name that you don't know. You know what I mean? Now you own your brand in your name. So, congratulations on that, just on itself.
Thank you.
And it's important because I look at so many young entrepreneurs, and when I say young, I mean young in a sense of new to being an entrepreneur. Not young in age, but new to being, because this is not, being an entrepreneur is not for the faint of heart.
Right.
Like, it's not one of those situations that when you wake up in the morning, just because you started your business, then you're going to look up tomorrow and be like, ooh, I got $100,000 in my bank account. It doesn't work like that.
No, it takes work, dedication. You got that. Like,
it takes
I'm in these
time.
Hustling. Yes.
And I tell so many people, I'm like, and people get mad at me, and I'm like, y'all don't trust the, like, say what you want to say about Philadelphia, but if you're an entrepreneur, you have to trust the process. You have to go through it step by step. You have to pick out a name. You have to register the name. You have to decide what type of industry you want to be into, how you're going to set up that business, what you're going to do with that business, what is your end goal in that business, because what you're registering for that business today may not be where you are going to be 30 years, and you need to know how to build towards where you're trying to be 30 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola didn't sit out and say, oh, you know what, I'm going to have control of the soda industry. They started off with saying, bitch, we got a formula for soda. One soda.
With Coke in it.
With Coke in that bitch. We're going to get a powder in liquid form.
You know what? and guess what? They got everybody addicted to it, and guess what they did? They took the coke out of it.
And then they took the coke
the
out.
Name. And kept the and name. Then they kept...
So understand, it's not about, I don't, listen, I don't, people are like, why do I do what I do? I tell Helen all the time, I say, Helen, I don't want nothing from you, but I do want to see you be successful. You have to get people around you who believe in you like that. Stop worrying about, listen, I'm going to preach a little bit because we got some time. This is an hour and a half show. I know we've been doing hour shows. So for some of y'all like, nigga, they went past an hour. Yes, this is an hour and a half special. It was crazy, Helen, because when I got up this morning, I actually told the production manager, I was like, I think we need to do an hour and a half show. I think we're due for an hour and a half show. She was like, what? I said, I don't know what's going on today. So you were the reason. I just didn't know why. But I need people to understand. Stop getting mad at people because people don't want to take the time to show you how to get there. A lot of times they can't show you because they figuring it out for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Stop getting mad. Helen will tell you, every single time she has called me, I didn't do the work for Helen. Helen didn't pay me to go build her. She didn't pay me to go build her business. She's never paid me. She never wanted me to mentor her because she wanted me to do it for her. She asked me to be her mentor because she wanted me to guide her through the process. She wanted me to ensure that she was going about it the right way. That's what a mentor does.
Hey.
A coach coaches you through it. A mentor guides you. She needed a mentor. She didn't need a coach. She was already coaching herself. Because she picked, look, the reason why Mike Tyson was a hell of a fighter is because he was already broken. Plus, the model tried to help build him and put layers under him, give him a foundation to build from. He was already one of the baddest dudes in the streets. Wasn't nobody punking Tyson in the street. Custom Model showed him how to make it a legit art. But business is no different. It's an art form. People are like, oh, I'm in business. I'm like, you can't be in business if you don't understand the art of business. You have to be around people who understand how to speak business. Don't nobody go get a lawyer who don't know how to be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody keep a mechanic that don't know how to fix a car properly. If you do, you stupid. Don't nobody go get a plumber who don't know how to plumb. Don't nobody go get a welder who don't know how to weld. Because trust me, D will tell you, D, we didn't know how intricate a plumber was until we sat around and had conversations with a plumber, did we not?
Oh, man. Shit,
matter of fact,
it took me talking about that,
because, D, that just hit my heart. I want to give a shout-out to one of the best plumbers that has ever walked the face of the earth, D, and you know who I'm talking about. He died of a heart attack.
Oh, yeah, I was there, bro.
We were there for that.
That was crazy. That was a crazy moment.
That was crazy because we had just got finished talking to that man. But you know what? That man gave me and Dwayne some of the best advice we ever got in our lives, did he not?
She gave me all the game. Gave me all the game.
We're gonna take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I wanna do something. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm gonna bring a guest onto the show because I wanna have a quick conversation with her before we end the night.
All rise. Uh-huh. Order in the court. The honorable judge, motherfucking Too Short, presiding over Superior Players Court. First case is the state versus Faith Wilson, aka Baby Flex. You being charged with home invasion and home slaughter for fucking another nigga's bitch.
Listen close to what I say, dog, it might hurt ya. I be cutting your girl while you be going to work, bro. When she first called, my conjure was like, hell no, Faith don't. But she said I'm only around the corner and popping the phone. Apartment 5701, told her I was eating right now, be over there when I get done. got there, knocked on the door. She opened up half naked, looking exquisite, acting mad cause I ain't spoke to her since the last time a nigga hit it. She said, don't worry, forget it, since we only had 30 minutes. For a man came home for lunch, so I bust my nut and raised up with 5 minutes to spell her man unaware. I saw him in traffic, beep the horn and threw a deuce in the air. Young and clear, but I feel guilty about cutting the broad. I need counseling, dog, I'm as guilty as charged, simply because I fell victim to lust. And knowing all the while it was my cousin girlfriend I had been fucking.
The court finds you guilty as charged. Your sentence is DUI school for pimping under the influence, nigga. Next case. Oh, we got us a repeat offender in the house. Jenny Jones, a.k.a. Shana. Same old charge, you wanted in 8 states. What's your story this time?
Oh, yes, Your Honor, I see we talking again. I have no representation, now shall we begin? I know you seen my face before, but hold on, my friend. It's niggas getting away with doing the same shit I did. I can't do no bid, and a mortgage in my kid. In the forest by the bridge, and I drive the Rolls Royce in the forest with them grills. So you understand, I was trying to pay me some bills. When I was slipping out of state, well, I was taking a chill. True indeed, met a couple friends, spent a couple ends. Took the top off with the drop and let the bubble spin. Niggas got off in my knot and let them troubles in. So I decided to put that shit in my own hands. None of these hoes can fuck me, only God judge me. That man told me he loved me and he flashed money. My only crime could just be living in filthy. So let me hear it one more time, not guilty. Come on.
Bailiff, take her into custody. Next case, State versus Velvet Jones, a.k.a. Ludacris. You being charged with impeding hoe traffic, spending too much time trying to fuck one hoe. How do you plead, Mr. Jones?
Man, I'm the pimp of all pimps, and y'all coming up short.
Calm down before I hold your ass and tempt the court.
Your Honor, just be cool. Let me approach that bench and sprinkle seasoning on your ears on how I choke that bitch.
And if you promise you the pussy.
All right, guys, I have a special guest with me tonight, Miss, you know what, because every time I try to figure out which one of her names she actually go by, I don't know, so we're just going to bring Miss South Carolina to the phone.
You can call me Tyreka, or can I?
You ain't going to yell at me. But
I ain't yelling.
It's funny because I put an APB out for an entrepreneur, and I'm going to bring Helen and Dee in here because I want them to be on for what I'm going to say to you.
What I been doing?
You didn't do nothing wrong.
Oh.
But I want you to hear something.
Hey!
Bye. Listen, you know what? I should have left her ass muted. Big Dwayne, you see why I let her ass? You see why I let her hang out?
Oh, no, I see. Okay.
I'm trying to do something real here.
Stupid.
Helen, I've sat back and I've watched this young lady. Helen brought you to my attention quite some time ago, way before we ever spoke.
Uh-huh.
And in the giving season of who I am actually going to pick you to be the person that I mentor for 2021.
Yay! Yay!
And here's why. I watch how hard you work, and your work ethic is impeccable. Your work ethic is great, but you... I want to narrow your focus and your drive, and I want to help you reach the goals that you have set. And I see them, and they're obtainable, but they just need a little polish and a little feathering around the edges. And I believe it. And so in this season of giving, I put out – people don't even realize. At the start of this show, I actually put out, I need a business person to reach out to me. And it's funny because – I told Helen after we had our first conversation, I said, I don't know what she's going to turn into, but she has a fighter spirit. And any entrepreneur who has a fighter spirit has the ability to be successful. So I want to welcome you to the strategic partnership team. I'm going to sit down with you. We're going to put some things together for you, and we're going to work with some things for you. But the whole year of 2021, we're going to invest in making sure your business, your brand, and your model gets as much recognition and attention that it can get. And we're going to show you how to do all those things the absolute right way. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, Steve.
See, Ellie gonna make me cry.
Don't mute me. Don't mute me. Girl, they already had me crying. It's your turn now. It's your turn.
Because you know, one of you know, when you look at it, man, D knows, like, the reason why I wanted D on this show is because D knows that when it comes to black folks, and I don't try to play the race card, but it's always been someone there to take us by the hand and show us the right way. Like, D, when we got out there in that dirt, it was a lot of people that was doing dirty to try to get your position, get your title, get you moved. Like people don't even understand. First of all, me and D was threats just because we was young, black, and you know, kind of sexy a little bit. We was a problem.
Kind of. That is true. You know what I'm saying? When you walk out there, you know, all of you old people just holding on to positions that they no longer know nothing about. Even though that you got a better way of knowing how to do it, they don't want to hear that. Because you're a threat.
Because you're a threat. And we want to teach you how to be a positive threat. We want to teach you how to go out there and get every single thing that's equated to you. And there's going to be some things that's going to come from now until the end of the year. I want you to realize this. And I told Helen the same thing. I said, you're going to now come up against all types of opposition. But the problem that you have to understand is this. You have to learn how to deal with the good and the bad, and you have to separate business from personal. They're not the same.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think, oh, well, this is my business and I am my business. Yes, you are your business when it's time to do business. But when you turn off your business hours, you're you. And that's what you have to learn how to separate, because there are some business owners who haven't learned how to separate themselves from their business, and they think that without their business that they're not a person. But you were a person before you created that business. You were a person before you got financially stable. You were a person before all of these other things amassed you. But can you grow in those things and not lose sight of who you are? And a lot of people can't do that. You give a lot of people $100,000 in cash, and I guarantee you, you will see a whole different side of a person very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Money changes people sometimes.
Hell, anything changes people. Pussy changes people. Dick changes people. A car changes people. Careers change people. Money changes people. Let a nigga go get a brand new pair of J's and see if he don't act different.
Don't you step on
Let a nigga go get some
do what you do, but watch my
but
shoes.
Watch my inside. Shoes.
Yes.
I give you the blues.
See, now you backing me up. Okay, I'm liking that now, okay? You was
you
acting up early.
Singing my song. You know what I mean?
Listen. So, I need people to understand that. I'm over here humbled because I watched my friend go through it, and in the midst of going through all the hell that she went through in the last 2 years, she has mentored so many young ladies in South Carolina and in other states. People don't realize she has people watching her in other states as well. But what I saw in you and the fight in your story. Because, see, a lot of people don't go and look at the person. And it's easy to say, oh, I'm successful because, or I'm failing because. But it takes a special person to fight when they don't know if tomorrow's going to be promised to them. It takes a special person to fight when the walls are closing in. It takes a special person to fight when everything that you believe that you can have today can be taken away from you. And Helen experienced that. And Helen went through that. But Helen persevered, and Helen cried, and Helen went through everything that she went through. But the one thing she never did was quit, and she never gave up. And so the same things that I saw in her and the same drive that I see in her is what I see in you.
And that's and so, what I saw in her. I saw me in her.
But
you
what I
told me.
I know I did. I told you.
The biggest thing I'm going to tell you is the same thing I told Helen. Learn to listen more than you talk. That's your biggest advice that I can give you. And I give that to a lot of business people. Learn to listen. Learn to actually hear what people say more so than what you have to say. Because you will learn to realize is that a lot of things that you're responding to don't require a response.
Mm-hmm.
So, without further ado, we have come to the end of the show. So, Tyreka, it is your opportunity to give us the first word of the night, and then we'll go in order of Dwayne, Helen, then myself. Even though Dwayne and Helen gonna fight, I still gave the order, so y'all please just try to follow suit for once in your life.
Helen always go before me.
Actually, no, you always went before me. He just switched it up recently, so don't do that.
Okay, well, let me start.
I lay you the way.
Tyreka is going now, so can y'all shut up and let the girl have the flow?
Oh, I'm sorry. What else are you saying now?
Give the people a positive word for the day.
Oh. When one door closes, another will, two always open back up regardless of the situation. So, therefore, you should never give up. Keep striving to be greater than what you were the day before.
Hey, look at her coming through, dropping some pearls of wisdom, boo. Okay, I like it. I like it. Okay, black folks, y'all can go ahead and fight about who's going first and second over there.
Go ahead, Helen.
Why I got, you know what, fine. Okay, y'all. I just want to put it on this note, man. Don't ever let anything stop y'all from doing what it is y'all want to do. Get up every day, fight for what you want. Fight for what you believe in. Chase your dreams, because nothing is unattainable. Go out there and get it. The world is yours.
Okay, G. Oh, damn. See, look, man. So many Jews that just got dropped. I don't even know where to start. Let's see. Listen, man, I ain't got the words of wisdom, man. I've been negative all day. So... I can't give you nothing, no real jewels, man. But, you know what I mean? Enjoy your evening. Enjoy your night. Sit back, get a drink. Smoke a L, whatever you do to relax and unwind. Go ahead, do it. I'm good. Yeah. Or do you?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and mute Dwayne because he'll over there being long-winded. So... I want you to look up the word love, but I don't want you to look up the word love and take the first definition. I want you to find as many definitions for the word love that you can find. And I want you to practice doing the versions of love that you learn. Not taking it too serious, not taking it too lighthearted, but by actually applying, using, and understanding the word love. Because people always laugh at me and they say, you tell everybody that you love them. And I do. But I love them according to the definition of love that I'm applying to that situation. My friends, I love one way. My spouse, I love another way. My acquaintances, I love in a different way. And there are a multitude and variations of ways of love that it can be shown, given, and depicted. But we get so caught up in believing that love only comes in one way. And that is the relationship between boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife. If you're LGBTQ, whatever the boxes that you want to check, we only believe that love is shown and given in the ways that those boxes determine that we have to give it. But love is a multitude and an infinite word. There's so many different ways you can give love. There's so many opportunities to give love. But so many people get caught up in believing that the only way to give love is through materialism and sex. And those are the smallest, cheapest, unimaginable ways of giving love. Because if you are love, and if you live through love, then the only thing that you will guarantee yourself that you will get returned to you is love. But it's all about what you put in the atmosphere. I love y'all. Mahalo. Good night.
Relax and listen to a pro as I start going, blowing, flowing, showing, and moving. It's me that I'm the capital.